Right now, inmates have the option of getting tested for HIV when they come to prison. This plan would make it mandatory before they leave. Some inmates would also have to be tested again 6 or 7 months later if they're on extended release or parole. Patricia McManus heads the Milwaukee-based Black Health Coalition of Wisconsin. She says it's one way to address what she calls an epidemic of HIV among African Americans.
Those who are incarcerated come back in the community, do not convey what has happened to them while they're in prison, continue to have relationships with females. Our heterosexual female rate has gone up.
But the Department of Corrections' William Grossons told lawmakers that the state should stick with voluntary testing because it works. Roughly 9 out of 10 inmates decide for themselves to get tested for HIV when they're admitted to prison. Grossons says mandatory testing has its issues, especially if inmates who leave prison don't get their required follow-up testing.
The department may be forced to make a tough decision as to whether the offender's parole, mandatory release, or extended supervision should be revoked if the offender refuses to comply with the mandatory retesting 6 to 7 months after release.
If that happens and inmates have to go back to prison, Grossons says it could get expensive. Corrections estimates the plan would cost roughly $1.7 million a year to enforce. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.